These next pieces were written in Dadgad and Dadfad, the result of Dietz's falling under the sway of a small-time Svengali who railed against, quote, the tyranny of standard tuning, close quote. So he explored tunings which, when pronounced, sound like a character out of Looney Tunes or Scrappy Wishbone from the old TV show Rawhide, practicing his cussing behind the chuck wagon. The first of these is titled Forgive You. Dietz, who, as I have mentioned, took copious, if largely illegible, notes, I scored at the top of my class in the cryptography course at Ethnomusicology College, and I found myself hard-pressed to make sense, even in Dietz's restricted context, of some of his scribblings, mused at some length on his confusion about this one. After he wrote it, he decided that it would be more suitably sung by a woman, so he approached several female vocalists with a demo of the tune. He could not understand why they all, politely but firmly, declined the opportunity. It is an unsubstantiated rumor that two of them changed their phone numbers to avoid further contact. Bless her heart, Roberta Burton, now there's a towering author for you, which is quite an accomplishment for one of such diminutive stature, was undaunted by it and asked if she could include it in her novel, The Burgundy Briefcase. I said, sure. I mean, what the hell, I didn't write the damn thing. I'm still hoping someone snaps up the movie rights, as they should, and that the film requires a theme song. Forgive you.
You hurt me for so long. You treated me so wrong. What am I gonna do when I forgive you? You couldn't make it better. Your tears couldn't get any wetter. What will I do now I forgive you? The good you did so accidentally, the life I learned to live alone. You can't imagine what it's meant to me, having this hurt to call my own. Holding on to you, the only way known how to. What am I gonna do when I give up hating you? You touched my heart, it wasn't fair. You reached past like it wasn't there. What will I do? How I've loved hating you. Every step I've taken I took out of spite. You made me struggle to grow strong. My raging heart comforted me at night, when everything I loved was wrong. I've never known a passion half as sweet, the touch on which I could depend, the perfect circle, endless and complete. And now I have to start again. What will I do? Oh, how I've held on.
an interesting, if overwrought, meditation on existential loneliness. Floating Alone in the Dark is another of Dietz's works that must be considered in context. Dietz was inspired to compose this song by one of John Barth's early short stories. He should have known better. It's Barth, after all, one of the least trustworthy authors this side of Nabokov or Nostradamus. Barth has gone so far as to call himself a professional liar, although one should be inclined to question such a proclamation. If it's true, then he's not one. And if he lied in his self-assessment, then anyway, Dietz got halfway through the story when he felt compelled to jump from his chair and scribble this deeply personal piece, which in itself should caution us all about acting on our compulsions. It was only later that he learned what the story was about. But more about that after this. Floating Alone in the Dark.
Well, I imagine sometimes I hear voices, the laughter of sweet cherubim. And I imagine somewhere there's a deep blue ocean, and everyone knows how to swim. But now I'm floating alone in silence. I've lost the horizon again. I keep praying for shorelines and someone to call us all in. I imagine it's nothing but fiction. All the sights and the sounds don't make sense. All of my dreams contradictions, and all of my thoughts accidents. Yeah, but I keep on sending out signals, floating alone in the dark, writing on water and hoping my words leave a mark. Instead of an ocean, we'd float down a stream, and we'd ever so merrily go. And if we awoke and it drifted away as we blinked the clouds out of our eyes, would we wonder a minute and laugh at ourselves, then dream more extravagant lies, or ponder our loss, one thing waking as something else dies. I imagine it's too much to hope for, a light or a clue or a guide. Sometimes I imagine there's somebody out there floating along by my side, but I imagine I feel myself that still small sigh or that spark. I'm still floating alone in the dark.
Now, Barth's short story was titled Night Journey. The narrator is a sperm. Finally, here's a curiosity in the Dietz oeuvre, a sincere emotion, pain, loss, dealt with honestly, if oddly. My fedora would go off to him if I were permitted to wear a fedora. As you know, fedoras are part of the ethnomusicologist union suit, along with those cool Buddy Holly glasses. but my stewards have come into possession of an unsolicited letter from my haberdasher, which states, among other things, that when I put on a hat, I, quote, look like somebody trying to look like somebody, close quote. I miss you, Sunday.
All the birds have gone away. I swear the flowers don't look well. Here's a pretty little hell. I miss you. I've forgotten how to play. Wander lonely in the sun. Nothing feels like having fun. I miss you. And I don't have to think about it. It thinks for itself just fine. And I don't wanna make a big stink about it. You've walked off with my heart, and I'm losing my mind. I'm the passion play in pantomime. I'm the punishment without a crime, tied to the last retarded tick of time. I miss you. And yes, I think enough is enough, but I could think up lots of other stuff. Let's just say this afternoon's been rough. It's been really, really, really. It's a hook without a lure. It's nothing common sense can cure. It's the only thing I know for sure. I miss you. I miss you. I miss you.
Thank you all so much for sharing this time here with me, and to a considerably lesser extent, with Ottoman Blind Squirrel Dietz.